Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harry Malmberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Filley reaches third base with a triple. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. House moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Heft, and towards Malmberg, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Malmberg moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to first for the out. Triandos throws to Majeski, who throws to Marsh, who tags Malmberg for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing right field. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deering is called out on strikes. One out. Willy Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malmberg takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 0 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malmberg moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Dyke moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Willy Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deering is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.